to the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the Political Cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
The fastest 3 hours in radio continues on. Welcome back to the Political Cesspool radio program. I'm your host, James Edwards. It's March 20th, 2010, and we come to you live, as always, from AM 1380 WLRM Radio, right here in the heart of the Mid-South, Memphis, Tennessee. And we are broadcasting also to you on the AM FM affiliate stations of the Liberty News Radio Network. Catch us online, either through live streaming or archives, which are available on demand at thepoliticalcesspool.org and libertynewsradio.com. I want to thank Winston Smith, my brother and co-host, for being with me for tonight's first 2 hours. He has skedaddled on home. I also want to thank Dr. Virginia Abernathy for her appearance during the last hour. And it's now my honor and pleasure to bring back to the program another very good friend of mine, Gordon Baum, the Chief Executive Officer of the Council of Conservative Citizens. And before I let Gordon speak, I just want to say how, you know, we always stress the importance of becoming not only politically educated, but politically involved. And of all of the organizations that we promote on this radio program, of all the organizations to which I belong, and there are a few, there are none that I would encourage you to join more heartily than the Council of Conservative Citizens. It's an organization for which I proudly serve as a member of the Board of Directors, and I just can't promote them enough. They do a great job. They've been around for a number of decades. They share the same scars that we do here on this radio program, and what separates them from a lot of the other organizations out there is that they actually deliver results for our people on the issues that matter most to us. So that being said, let's welcome back Gordon Baum. Gordon from St. Louis, Missouri, are you there?
I am here.
Great to have you back, and you know, we got some big things coming up here this year politically in the council and on this radio program. Before we get into the big conference that we have to look forward to in June, why don't you kind of elaborate a little bit more? I'd like to have you on about once every other month to talk about the latest activities within the CFCC. What is the CFCC up to right now, and what's the CFCC all about for the proverbial first-time listener?
Well, the Council of Conservative Citizens, as most of your regular listeners might know, but for the new folks, serves as a voice and as an active advocate for the no longer silent conservative majority. We probably have made the biggest inroads in being the largest organization that serves as a voice for white Americans, not opposed to other people. We have non-whites that belong even. But we do speak out on things like affirmative action and quotas. We're in Michigan. We're the group that helped get the Civil Rights Initiative bill passed here a couple of years ago. We also are in the forefront of saving Confederate heritage and all American heritage, Columbus Day, et cetera. But we led the fight in Mississippi to get the Save the State flag, and have the Confederate flag in the state flag. And in South Carolina, we kept the Confederate flag flying over the Capitol Dome for 7-8 years. We also have had some of the largest immigration reform, by immigration reform we mean stop immigration, rallies in the country, the largest being in the east, here in half the United States, was in Columbia, South Carolina. And now that's our big concern at this time, is the ball that's rolling down the hill at us. As soon as this health care business is decided, one way or the other, understand that our great president, Mr. Obama, has promised the Hispanic caucus in Congress that if they will support his health care bill, which they were not in favor of because they said it had given up freebies to the undocumented workers, which translates to meaning the illegals. And so he's promised as soon as the health care bill is out of the way, we're going to go for amnesty. Well, what is there, 15, 20 million illegals in this country? And so that's the next thing that's coming at us. And in my humble opinion, even though health care is a bad thing, it's not near as deleterious as what amnesty will mean, because that will throw the doors wide open for a burgeoning third world to come rushing in our doors and bring their disease and their crime and everything else with them. and it's going to change the complete character and complexion of the United States from being a modern Western civilization, European-type nation, into being a third-world country. So if you like the way it is in Mexico or El Salvador or Africa, be all for immigration. But if you'd like to kind of keep it the way it is, we better do something about this, folks, before it's too late. And they're dead serious about doing this to us.
Well, and the best thing we can do in order to stave off our elimination, and I think at the end of the day that's what it boils down to, is to join a network of other like-minded individuals who are pulling in the same direction and working for a common goal. And, Gordon, you laid out quite succinctly a plethora of signature issues to which the CFCC champions. And if those are issues that resonate with you, if those are issues that you are concerned about, then you need to join up with a group that is fighting for them, not only fighting for them, but delivering results. Certainly the council does that, and we wouldn't promote them so heavily on this program if we didn't truly believe that, because, as you know, we tell you the truth on this radio program. For better or for worse, we tell you the truth, and we only promote the organizations that we feel at the bottom of our hearts are worthy of your participation. And
well,
again,
you have been a worthwhile member, and we have, I'm proud to say, a really great network. We have members in every state in the union and active chapters in 28 states and members from 13 foreign countries. But virtually all the truly paleo-conservative, social conservative groups in the country now feed people towards us. Even though they have rival groups or activities or efforts, they realize that we're the most effective of all the groups. And to me, it's just amazing. It's taken us 20 years to get in this position where they all genuflect to us and urge their people to also become involved with us, because we don't have all the answers, but by bringing new people into the realm and fireballs like James Edwards and Bill Rowland and Derek Black and Kyle Rogers, it really has given us new insight on how to reach people. And so we're not doing it the old way, we're doing it the old way combined with all the new ways and technology. And this is where it thrills me to see people like you and Derek with your thriving, in my opinion, you got the best radio talk show in the country. To have these young people on board bringing their new, fresh ideas to help us all work as a team to try to solve this issue.
And, well, I appreciate you saying all that, Gordon, and certainly I agree with you too. A large extent, well, to the fullest extent, I don't know if we're the best radio program in the nation, but we're pretty dead-gum good. And, of course, you mentioned Derek Black, who I was on his radio program the same week you were, and he is hosting a brand-new show down there in West Palm Beach, Florida on AM 1340, a great show. If you like the political festival, you'll like the Derek Black show. It airs Tuesdays and Thursdays, and I just want to make mention of that since Gordon brought it up. But we're about to come up on a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking to you more about the annual CFCC, Council of Conservative Citizens National Conference, which is going to be taking place in June. We're going to give you a little information about that after the break. And it's important that you make every attempt to be there if you can. Winston Smith and I talked at length in the first hour about the need for fellowship, for the need for camaraderie and unity and community and all of these great things that happen when you are with other like-minded individuals. I find a group of people can't be found, that's for sure, but I tell you, you just feel better about yourself and the whole situation that the country finds itself in when you're able to break bread with people who understand, good-hearted people, working-class people, and share that with one another. And that's something we've had the opportunity to do, Gordon. Well, you longer than me, but I've had the opportunity to do it every year for the past several years. And it's always a highlight on my calendar. We're going to give a little more information about that. And then after that, we're going to let you know how you can get more information about the CFCC and perhaps even become a member. There's a lot of information on the Internet, and we want you to take a look at that. So when we come back after the break, we're going to be rejoined by Gordon Baum, and he's going to tell us all about the conference. You can go ahead and mark off those dates on your calendar. Now, before we go to that, though, I want to remind you again, while I have just a second, we are promoting the Hutton Gibson book. That's Mel Gibson's dad. We have a few copies left available. This is our incentive for the Political Festival's quarterly fundraising drive. And if you are interested in obtaining an autographed copy of Hutton Gibson's book, The Enemy Is Still Here, you can do just that by going to our website, thepoliticalfestival.org. make a donation between now and March 31st. You got to get it in before March 31st. If you get it in before the 31st of this month, we will mail you this autographed copy. They are all signed, all inscribed differently by Hutton Gibson. He was kind enough to send those to us to dole out to our listening audience after he appeared with us the first week of January. And this book, of course, deals with the issue of leftist infiltration of the church, just another one of the institutions that the perverts on the left have been able to get hold of, and what we can do to stop it. The book is The Enemy Is Still Here. Go to thepoliticalsuccessful.org, donate securely tonight, and you'll get the book. So, that being said, we'll be back with Gordon right after this.
Coming your way right after these messages. Welcome back. To get on the political cesspool, call us on James's Dime, toll-free, at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
Hi, we've got Gordon Baum, the St. Louis attorney and chief executive officer of the Council of Conservative Citizens, on as our featured guest for this hour. He is with us for just a few more minutes, this segment, and Gordon wanted to ask you to give what details you can about the forthcoming concert. Well, it could be a concert. We could sing. The forthcoming conference that we're going to be having a little later in June for the council. What can you tell us?
On Friday and Saturday, June 4th and 5th, first weekend in June, in Middle Tennessee, we will have our national conference. We have them annually. Got excellent speakers. We'll have a panel with James Edwards and Derek Black on talk shows. We'll have Jared Taylor, who, in my opinion, is one of the best speakers in the country. He's the editor of American Renaissance and New Century Foundation. As a speaker, a Professor Jones from Tennessee to speak on state sovereignty. We have one of our leaders from South Carolina, and a professor from Arkansas that are going to speak on immigration. It's a very unusual fellow that we got from South Carolina. He's actually a Cuban-American and a very articulate speaker and one of the most activist figures in the state of South Carolina. We'll have somebody from the Sons of Confederate Veterans, Leonard Wilson, who is the state commander, past commander of the Alabama SCV, speak on Southern heritage. So we're going to have a really exciting program. Bill Rowland, who's the editor of our paper and also helps you host the political cesspool, he'll be there as a speaker. And Kyle Rogers from our website. And we just got a whole crew of speakers. We're currently getting them lined up. And we'll be sending out information on this in the very near future. And if people are interested in either the conference or just getting the free information, no obligation, your name's not going to be sold to someone, they can just contact us by going to our website, which is cofcc.org, cofcc.org. We've got an excellent website. Kyle Rogers in Charleston, South Carolina, is our web manager. We put out a quarterly newspaper. As I mentioned, Bill Rowland's the editor of that. The next issues get ready to go out within the next couple of weeks. And we'll be glad to send you free copies of our brochure and our newspaper. And you can find out more about it. If you want to write to us, you can write to COFCC, P.O. Box 22-1683, St. Louis, Mo. 63122. Or you can get the address off our website, or you can call 636-940-8474, 636-940-8474. But we have a lot of wonderful people, not all of these. Our leaders are come from all across the spectrum. We'll have people there from one end of the country to the other, and we'll find it very interesting. We always have people with tables and booths with their literature and so forth there that you can pick up for free at the conference. And you sure won't want to miss it. It is a very, we don't charge $500 or even $200 to attend. It's a very minimal cost because our people, as you mentioned, James, are the working middle class. We don't have the big bucks, but we have the numbers. And we are the ones that are the voters. We built this country and built the frontier and built the railroads and built the automobiles and fought the dang wars, and we're being ignored. And if we don't join together and do something about it, we're going to lose our country, and there's just no doubt about it.
Well, there isn't, and that's another thing that's so great about these conferences. And I know, folks, this might sound like a paid advertisement or an infomercial, but it's not. I mean, this is truly how high I am on this organization, and there's no pretensions in play here. You get together, and I mentioned how important it is to celebrate and share that friendship and fellowship and camaraderie, but what's of equal importance, if not more important, I don't get it's more important, but equal, is that when you get so many like-minded patriots together, you know, several hundred together in the same room, you just can't stop the exchange of ideas. Ideas and solutions tend to present themselves when you're engaging in robust conversations with other people. You know, it's ideas that wouldn't come to mind if you weren't engaged in such active conversation. And that's another one of the side benefits of conferences such as this. You just don't really know. You know you're going to go, you're going to hear some good speakers, you're going to have some good food, a good time, but you really don't know how effective your attendance is going to be until you get out there and go. And it's a highlight of the year for me for another reason. You know, last year, Gordon, for the first time, at the CFCC conference in Mississippi last June. This year it's going to be in Tennessee, as you mentioned. And when folks sign up and register, they'll get the full conference details, the location, driving directions, everything else. But last year, for the first time, we had a political cesspool live remote broadcast from the floor of the convention hall down there in Jackson, Mississippi, and that was truly the highlight of my broadcasting career. To be able to do this show in front of a live studio audience of over 100 people, if you like listening to the political cesspool, you will love being a part of the live studio audience. We're going to try to put that together again, Gordon, of course,
excellent,
with your permission.
Excellent.
And we really knocked it out of the park. So many regular guests that you hear on this program were there live for you to watch as they took active participation in this radio program, for you to meet them, shake their hands. Gordon, you were obviously on that program as a guest live there from the hall. Jared Taylor, Sam Dixon, Craig Boddicker, Derek Black, Paul Fromm, so many of the names that you are used to hearing on this program you'll be able to meet live and then watch as they participate in a live installment of this radio program. That was just a lot of fun last year, and we hope to do that again. So all that and more is sure.
To meet them and break bread and become friends with them. And I know you yourself, if it wasn't for you, Derek Back probably wouldn't have got his program. They say the greatest form of flattery is copying. And because of Derek's watching what you're doing, it has prompted him, I'm sure, had a big role to play in his deciding to try to follow the same career that you have.
Well, he's done a heck of a job getting out of the gates. He's been on the air less than a month. He's had so many great guests, including Congressman James Traficant. I mean, Derek, listen, folks, you got to look up the Derek Black Show. It's another great radio program, very much of the mold of the political cesspool. And, of course, no one's carving copies of one another. We wouldn't want that. But Derek is doing an outstanding job, as Gordon has provided testimony for. So, Gordon, I don't know, you know, we're going to have you back on, of course, between now and June to give one more follow-up promotion of this conference, but the reason we are hitting it so hard and heavy early is that to promote this conference, which takes place, again, as you mentioned, June 4th and 5th, you know, to promote it at the end of March gives people plenty of time. There should be no excuses for you not to be able to make plans to attend, and we certainly want to see you. So mark off June 4th and 5th now, and Gordon, obviously, they'll be informed at a later date the exact location, but let's just say we have people out there listening this moment who said, yep, after hearing you two talking about it tonight, guys, I'm there, I want to come. What do they need to do?
Well, they can contact us, like I say, go to cfcc.org and send us their name and address and how to get hold of them, or they can call us at 636-940-8474 or drop us a line at CFCC, P.O. Box 22-1683, St. Louis, Mo, 63122, and we'll plug you in, and you'll become part of the movement.
That's it. And so you can just contact the council, contact Gordon at any of those avenues, email. You can go to the website, give them a call, send them a letter, tell them you want to come to the convention, you want more information about the conference in June, and they'll take care of the rest. So that's what you need to do. And in the meantime, just go ahead and mark off those dates, Friday, Saturday, June 4th, 5th. Come meet the entire Cesspool staff. Keith Alexander was there last year. He'll be back. Me, Bill, as Gordon mentioned, we'll try to get Eddie the Bombardier and Winston. Might have a full complement. We might have all of the Cesspool people there. We'll at least have three and a lot of guests. If we haven't told you by now, I don't guess we will, but you need to be there because we want to meet you and we want to give you the opportunity to be part of something, as we always say, that's greater than yourself. And certainly fighting for America, fighting for the conservative cause is something that's greater than any of us, and we need to be involved. Gordon, thanks for coming on tonight, my friend.
Always enjoy it. Keep up the great work.
We will. Gordon Baum, everybody. COFCC.org. I'll be back with more right after this.
Guys, we'll be back right after these messages. Get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool. Call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397.
Big girls don't cry. All right, it's just me by myself here with you, ladies and gentlemen, for the last half hour of tonight's live broadcast. It's been a little bit different show in terms of the format, with Keith Alexander being out tonight due to a family commitment. He'll, of course, be back next week. But in his absence, Winston Smith filled in more than admirably for the first 2 hours. You have heard from Dr. Virginia Abernathy this evening, as well as Gordon Baum just a few minutes ago. Bill Rowland and Eddie the Bombardier Miller have the night off. And that about sums it up with regards to the personnel on deck for tonight's installment. And now with it just being us, a little alone time, if you will, I've got a few issues I'm going to raise with you, and then we'll be done until next week. So let's just say we get right down to it. When we started this radio show back in October of 2004, we knew there was a great void to be filled. We knew that there just really didn't seem to be a program that was addressing the issues, the truly important issues, in an honest and forthright professional manner. And we thought we would step in and even as volunteers do the best we could to serve as that voice. And the success that we've enjoyed since then has blown away even our wildest expectations, becoming the true voice of the American right on the mainstream radio airwaves, serving as a communicative nexus for an entire movement and cause. I mean, that's what the political cesspool is, and we're very proud of that. And when you compare us to our competition, I think we look all the more sterling. And if you haven't heard the story yet, you know, I think out of all of the people that I oppose politically, no one, there is no one out there that I detest more than Sean Hannity. And that might seem an illogical choice for some of you listening, because I know he pretends to be conservative, and at least on some issues he might not be as obnoxious as someone, say, like Obama, who is wrong on everything all the time, but or nearly everything all the time. But here, you got Sean Hannity. I don't know if it's just his pompous attitude or his holier-than-thou demeanor, or just the smug look that's always on his face, but for the longest time, I mean, even before I became a talk radio host, I just always despised the man. I wouldn't even go on his show. You know, it's been well documented that I appeared 3 times on the Paula Zahn show on CNN as a contributor, but I was invited on the Sean Hannity show on Fox News to discuss an issue in Memphis, and I wouldn't even go on it. This was before the CNN appearances. Probably should have, but sometimes I'm fiercely defiant, even to a fault. But here's the thing. With regard to Sean Hannity, now apparently he's got a new scam where he's trying to get rich off of dead soldiers. And I'll get to that in just a moment. But the thing is, mainstream conservatism is nothing but a money-making racket. Mainstream conservatism. Anyone with half a brain knows that guys like Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, and Glenn Beck have no interest in telling people what's really going on and what needs to be done about it. No, they want to keep raking in tens of millions of dollars a year every year, and they're not going to be able to do that if they go after the real root of America's problems. If they were any real threat to the system, they wouldn't be on 500 radio stations to begin with. It's all an act to keep the rubes and suckers riled up by pretending to attack the real problems of America. People like Hannity raise all kinds of hell about the relatively minor issues while maintaining a strict silence about the really important stuff. And that's obvious, and that's disgusting. And that's one of many reasons that the political cesspool is separated from shows like Hannity's. It's why we're different. It's why you like us. That's why you support us. But this is really sickening. It seems that Sean Hannity has a charity called the Freedom Alliance. And I listened to Hannity enough to, because as Sun Tzu said, know thy enemy, know thyself. But I've listened to his show enough to know that he hawks these concerts that he claims, and anyway, that's what the charity kind of oversees. It's called the Freedom Alliance, which claims to be raising money by the way of freedom concerts for college tuition for the children of dead soldiers and to give cash to soldiers who have lost their limbs, etc. Now, since 2003, Hannity and this scam have raised over $43 million from trusting, good-hearted conservatives who want to honor these men who have been injured or killed in American uniform. Now, out of over the $40 million that these freedom concerts Hannity puts on have raised, they have given only $1.8 million to the people they claim to be raising all of this money for. So let me again give you those numbers. And this is a story that, as always, we have documented on our blog at thepoliticalcesspool.org. Out of $43 million that Sean Hannity has raised from these freedom concerts, $1.8 million have gone to the people he claims he is raising that money for. Now, if you're good at math, you'll know that is less than 4% of the donations are going to help these soldiers. So where's the rest of it go? Well, according to one source, a whole bunch of it goes to pampering Sean Hannity and his family and friends. They fly to these concerts in private jets, complete with limousine service and lots of luxury hotel suites. So that's what you get from respectable, establishment, mainstream conservatives. Folks, Sean Hannity is every bit as much as your enemy as the most wicked liberal Democrat. In fact, he might be a little more dangerous because he is the quintessential wolf in sheep's clothing, and that's just the latest of a long list of reasons why I oppose Sean Hannity, why this show stands out so good in comparison. Now, again, as I've said time and time again, if you judge us by the friends we keep and by the enemies we keep, you're going to like where this radio program is most of the time. I know that I do. And one of the friends that we have is Pat Buchanan. Pat Buchanan gave me my start in politics. I was the treasurer for his campaign here in Tennessee in 2000, the year he ran for the Reform Party nomination. I've told this story many times. I was a delegate for his nominating convention when he sought the presidential nomination for the Reform Party in 2000. And that whole experience led me down the road of political activism and ended me up many twists and turns later here in this broadcast booth that I sat in this evening. But Pat, in the midst of all of his presidential campaigns, is most well-known, I guess, as a TV commentator and as a syndicated newspaper columnist. And one of the publications that carries his columns is yet another respectable conservative outfit by the name of Human Events. And basically, Human Events has censored Pat Buchanan. And this is incredible. Pat wrote a great column this week about Israel making a fool of Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, and Barack Obama, and he made it exceedingly clear just who caused the shots in this quote-unquote special relationship between America and Israel. But the conservative newspaper Human Events butchered Pat's column, chopping it in half in bits and pieces, because it contained a bunch of facts that Human Events doesn't want its readers to know. like Israel's repeated treachery towards the United States, spanning decades, the Lafana affair, the deliberate attack on the USS Liberty, killing scores of Americans, et cetera, et cetera. And by the way, not to chase a rabbit, but we really have a treasure chest of interviews in our broadcast archives, and one of those interviews is one that I conducted, I want to say back in June of 2008, June of 08, if you go back to our archives, you'll find there an interview with three of the surviving members, the surviving sailors of the USS Liberty, one of the most memorable shows we've ever conducted. I would highly encourage you to go back and listen to that show, June of 08. It was also in June of 08 that Pat Buchanan made his second of two very celebrated exclusive interviews on this program, and Pat has been on with us twice, I mentioned that earlier in the show, to promote his books, State of Emergency and Churchill, Hitler, and the Unnecessary War, respectively. Pat was on to promote the book on foreign policy on June 29th of 08, the same month, as I mentioned, that the USS Liberty crewmen were on. He was on with us the first time back in September 14th, if memory serves, of 2006, to promote his book on immigration. All of those archives and more are available at your fingertips, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can't beat the on-demand, free access to the Political Cesspool's library of shows past, our vault there at thepoliticalcesspool.org. Check it out, and when we come back, I'm going to tell you about this column that Human Events butchered. You're not going to want to miss it.
Don't go away. The Political Cesspool guys will be back right after these messages.
We'll return. We'll return. We'll return.
Jump in the Political Cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, for our grand finale tonight, I'm going to share with you the column that I set up during the previous segment. It was a column that was butchered by the establishment. Yeah, I hate to even use the word conservative, but you know what I'm talking about, the neocon publication Human Events. They completely butchered this column, but I'm going to read to you the column in its entirety. And it is entitled, Poodle Gets Kicked, by Pat Buchanan, and here it goes. And I read, as Pat writes, actually, Joe set himself up. From the moment he set foot on Israeli soil, our vice president was in full pander mode. First, he headed to Yad Vashem Memorial, where he put on a yarmulke and declared Israel a central bolt in our existence. For world Jewry, Joe went on, presumably including 5 million Americans, Israel is the heart. Israel is the light. Israel is the hope. Meeting Shimon Peres the next day, Joe confessed that when he first visited Israel at age 29, the country captured his heart. In Peres's guest book, the Vice President of the United States wrote, "The bond between our two nations has been and remains unshakable." He then told Peres and the world, quote, there's absolutely no space between the United States and Israel when it comes to Israel's security. As Peres spoke, Biden took notes. When Peres called him a friend, Joe gushed, it's good to be home. Even at AIPAC, they must have been gagging at that one. Walking around the corner to Prime Minister Netanyahu's office, Joe called him by his nickname, Bibi, declared him a real friend and said that the U.S. relationship with Israel has been and will continue to be the centerpiece of our policy. Then the sandbag hit. Interior Minister Eli Yishai announced construction of 1,600 new apartment units in Arab East Jerusalem. Stunned and humiliated, Biden issued a statement saying he condemned the decision. He then retaliated by coming late to dinner at Bibi's house. Netanyahu has apologized for the timing, but they are going to go ahead with the apartments. What are the Americans going to do about it? At this point, nothing but bluster. Indeed, a day later at Tel Aviv University, Joe Biden was back at it. Quote, the U.S. has no better friend than Israel, end quote. On his departure for Jordan, Haaretz reported that Israel plans to build 50,000 new homes in East Jerusalem over the next few years. Biden may feel he was played for a fool, and Americans may feel jilted, but we got what grovelers deserve, Buchanan writes, and if we wish to understand why the Arabs, who once respected us, now seem contemptuous of us, consider that battered spouse relationship, that battered spouse response to a public slap across the face. Consider also the most remarkable statement of Biden's first 24 hours. Quote, progress occurs in the Middle East when everyone knows there is simply no space between the United States and Israel, end quote. Biden is effectively saying that we are a more effective force for Middle East peace in a region where Arabs outnumber Israelis 50-1. If everyone knows we sing from the same song sheet as Israel and have no policy independent of Israel, how can America be seen as an honest broker between Arabs and Israelis if there is no space between America and Israel? Joe's performance, Buchanan concludes, before he got the wet mitten across the face, only underscored the point. The mighty superpower America is nothing but a mere poodle of Israel. And that was the entire column that Buchanan wrote. And, you know, for you to really understand what I'm talking about, go to our website. Go to thepoliticalcesspool.org, and there you will find a blog entry that I put up a couple of days ago that provides a link to Pat's column in its entirety, and then provides a link to the edited version that appeared in Human Events. Human Events totally changed around everything Pat was intending to convey. You got to check it out. I mean, and this is what, you know, these are the organizations that are funded to the tunes of millions of dollars, publications like Human Events. You know, it's sad. And then you've got true paleo conservatives, true red-blooded, tax-paying, hard-working American citizens like us. And I'm not crying in my beer here, but what I'm saying is you've got true paleo conservatives who are out working to put America first, and we're scrapping and clawing for every nickel that isn't nailed down in order to stay on the air. And in the meantime, you've got dishonest, crooked, corrupt people and organizations like Human Events and Sean Hannity, who are lavishly funded, you know, in Hannity's case, obviously, tens of millions of dollars. So whether or not that's fair or just isn't the point. It's a rhetorical question. But the point is, support the organizations that you feel as though are standing up on a righteous and honest footing. If you think we're one of those organizations, then we'd appreciate your support. If you think it's the Council of Conservative Citizens or European Americans United or any of the other organizations that we have promoted and showcased on this show over the course of the past half decade, support those organizations, because I guarantee you none of them are elaborately funded, but all of them, at least in terms of the organizations that we promoted on this show, in my opinion, deserve your support. I think we deserve your support, if I might be so bold as to suggest that. So, you know, do what you can, even if it's nothing more than saying a prayer for us or giving us a supportive email. We really appreciate that more than you know. And while we're still standing strong, in fact, the standing of this program has never been stronger. And we're looking forward to accomplishing a great number of things this year. We're moving forward with a full steam ahead. We've got a lot of stamina built up. We're really feeling good about where the show's heading and where we intend to take this program over the course of the next couple of years. You're really going to be excited about some things we've got coming up this year. I can't go into too many details, but I will tell you that there are some big, big things in store for our radio program this year, and I think you are going to be pleased with the new things we're going to be implementing into the mix on the website and on some other fronts outside of the radio studio. And, of course, we will continue to bring this show to you here on Liberty News Radio every week and continue to do our best to refine our craft and bring you insightful guests and unapologetic commentary. But anyway, long story short, support the organizations that you feel as though are deserving, because I guarantee you that the organizations out there that are working against you are getting that support, and we have got to level the playing field to the best of our abilities. So that being said, I'll get off my soapbox. And I want to end the show tonight with a comment from Paul Craig Roberts. Paul Craig Roberts, you know, a Washington insider, a great guy. Paul Craig Roberts, former assistant secretary to the Treasury, he was, and one of the men who has appeared on this radio program numerous times, a fine columnist in the mold of Pat Buchanan. He, since we're talking about Israel and foreign policy there, Dr. Roberts has written a new commentary for VDare.com. By the way, I just talked to Peter Brimelow the other day of VDare.com. He'll be appearing on this program in short order in the next couple of weeks, so another good guest. But Paul Craig Roberts says this about the United States' plans for Iran, and I hate to say it, but I'm afraid he's right, and that's because he usually is. But according to news reports, the United States military, Paul Craig Roberts writes, is shipping bunker buster bombs to the U.S. Air Force base at Diego Garcia in the Indian Ocean. The Scotland Herald reports that experts say the bombs are being assembled for an attack on Iran's nuclear facilities. The newspaper quotes Dan Pletch, director for the Center of International Studies and Diplomacy at the University of London, quote, they are gearing up for total destruction of Iran. The next step will be a staged terrorist attack, a false flag operation, as per Operation Northwoods, for which Iran will be blamed, as Iran and its leadership have already been demonized. The false flag attack will suffice to obtain United States and European public support for bombing Iran. The bombing will include more than the nuclear facilities, of course, and will continue until the Iranians agree to regime change and the installation of a puppet government. The corrupt American media will present the new puppet as freedom and democracy. So says former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury Paul Craig Roberts in his latest column for VDare.com. We have it linked up at our website also, so we encourage you to go there and read it. Looks like we have more to look forward to with regards to American foreign policy as we continue to stand with our special friend, Israel. I can't get over the Joe Biden comment. I mean, how embarrassing. As Buchanan wrote, even at AIPAC, they must have been gagging. When Joe was called a friend by one of the Israeli officials, he said, it's good to be home. What a pervert. What a pervert. I mean, man, America's sick place. Not America, but the American government. I mean, you know, home is here. Home is America. And America should come first, not Israel, not Mexico, not any other nation. America first, not only first, but second and third. And that's where it'll stand here. We got to go. God bless you. We'll see you next week on the Political Cesspool. I'm James Edwards. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for joining us tonight in the Political Cesspool. To learn more about us or to make a donation to keep this program on the air, go to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.